But I'm gonna tell you the subject tonight is a subject that you think you've got mastered, and then you prove yourself wrong, bad. And I've been guilty of that. And so I've been feeling for months. I've just been observing, you know, in my travels and my prayers, going to church and praying for folks, being in service. You know, this is not like, you know, it's going any public place. There's something goes on at the house of God every time we gather. You know, sometimes we think it's got to be noisy and a lot of movement before anything's going on, but that's really not the way it always is. God is moving even tonight, and I like shouting. I like the Pentecostal way. I like yielding to God and feeling His presence, shouting, dancing, hooping and hollering, clapping my hands. I like that, you know. But I want the Lord to move tonight, any way He wants to move. But I've noticed that I'm going to read a few verses and. And the subject tonight, you'll see, is a little difficult. But I'm going to read several verses, but I think the first place I want to read is Ephesians 4. And then... if you want to read with me, Ephesians 4 and 32. Now, this is going to be old time preaching tonight, and old timey preaching. It's going to be so tight that it's going to squeak like that pew back there. The brother Ratliff told me, I called him today, the pew company, and I said, I got a pew, at least one that squeaks. And I said, and there's people trying to sleep in there, and it's disturbing them. He said, we can't have that. So he said he'd get right on it in about a month. So I said, can you tell me how to fix it without you coming? And he gave me an idea. If anybody's got a cordless drill and a square-headed bit, there's four screws holding that brace in there, and they need to be backed out and put back in. He said that might take care of it. So go ahead. You're welcome. I don't have the square-headed bit. So anyway, praise God. I want you to look at verse 32. Ephesians 4 and 32. And be ye, is that what yours says? And be ye kind. What kind? That ain't what it said. It said, be ye kind one to another. Now notice this. Be ye kind one to another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Now, you can see why I got